Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I need to make a claim.
You want to file a new claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
It's 424-476498. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that for me slowly?
424-476498.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Scotty McWhorter.
Thank you. And can you verify two of your previous places of employment?
Yes, ma'am. It's Cabco Incorporation, and their phone number is, give me 1 second.
Okay, that's fine. I just need you to verify two of any of your previous places of this,
you've worked at
in the state of Alabama.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was TS Tech and Cabco.
Okay, thank you. Just bear with me. Okay, and can you verify the spelling of your first name?
Can I verify what?
The spelling of your first name?
Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-I-E.
Thank you. And how do you spell your last name?
McWhorter, M-C-W-H-O-R-T-E-R.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
May 3rd, 1998.
Thank you. That was 0503-1998.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mother's maiden name? I'm sorry, your phone was cutting out. Can you please repeat that?
Hold on, I couldn't hear you.
What were you saying?
What is your mother's maiden name?
Sonia Drain.
And what's the last name that she was born with before marriage?
Waller.
Is that W-A-L-L-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
8815302.
Is this a driver's license?
Ma'am?
Was that a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes, ma'am. The number on it is 8815302.
Yes, sir. Is this a driver's license or is this a non-driver's ID?
This is a driver's license.
Thank you. And that was 8815302.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
I understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a TAA benefit?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And has your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And what's the best contact number for you?
256-572-8254.
Thank you. Was that 256-572-8254?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state is your driver's license in?
Alabama.
Thank you. Okay, and I'm just required to ask these next questions. What is your race?
Caucasian.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Were you born male or female?
Male.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Well, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am, but I do have something like that is disabling. I have schizophrenia, and I do like have proof of that.
But do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your residential address?
430 Dock Gasket Road, Boaz, Alabama.
That was 430, and what was after that?
I couldn't hear you.
You said that was 430, and what was after that?
Dock Gasket Road, DOC, space, GASKINRD, Road.
Thank you. And what was the city?
Boaz, Alabama.
Thank you. And what was the zip code?
35957.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that was 430 Dock Gaskin Road, Boaz, Alabama, 35956.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your previous job title?
Assembly line worker.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, ma'am. Wait, what'd you just say? I couldn't hear you really. I'm sorry.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation, the same job as before?
Yes, ma'am, but I've opened, like, my span pretty wide trying to find a job.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I couldn't hear you. It's like it's muffled out. I'm sorry. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
It's like muffled.
Okay, I do apologize for that. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you able to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I couldn't hear you.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I have to drop my wife off at 6 o'clock and then be like there at 2:30 because she doesn't have a car currently at the moment. So preferably day shift.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience slash training qualifies you. You're not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. Consider your normal occupation and the hours and days and shifts required for that job only.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your answer still no to this question? Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm available to work all. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Overtime work? Yes, ma'am.
No, sir. Full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. Now, I would have to prove that by, by doctor paperwork, right?
I'm sorry?
Would I have to be able to prove that by doctor paperwork?
I'm not too sure, sir.
Then just put no. Never mind.
So since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10, 15 at the most.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
12 to 8.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 10/01 of 2022 and 09/30 of 2023?
It would have been DNF, but it was based inside of Alabama.
Okay, have you worked in another state outside of Alabama within this time frame?
Yes, ma'am, but it was for the same employer, but they were
they're based on in Alabama, but we travel welded.
Did you receive any wages outside of the state of Alabama within that time frame? Or were all of the wages from Alabama?
They were all just wages from Alabama. Unless it was for when I did go into basic training. I was in basic training, but I got injured during the program and everything.
Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, and which would you prefer?
Yes, ma'am. I can do direct deposit.
Okay. Is this a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
No, ma'am. It's Chime.
We don't accept Chime for direct deposit. It would have to be a traditional bank account.
Like, will I have to walk in?
Yes, sir.
Then can you just do the prepaid card?
Okay. By law, I am required to disclose.
This has an account information and routing number, and it says on this that...
I understand that, sir, but our system does not allow Chime to be used. It would have to be a traditional bank account, like PNC or Wells Fargo, like ones that have physical buildings.
Okay, so this one is the Bancorp South one.
I understand that, sir, but we cannot use Chime.
Okay, would I be able to make like a Wells Fargo bank account real quick and then do it that way? Or we could just do the prepaid card. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. If you do set up an account afterwards, you would be able to update this information then.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fine. I'll just do the prepaid card.
By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. There is a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee, which is charged after 12 months of no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fees, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or by going online to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid.
Yeah.
Find details and conditions for all fees and services.
What is the FDIC insurance?
I'm sorry.
I said, what is the FDIC insurance? I really do need insurance because I have a disorder. Which, like, I have schizophrenia, and I'm trying to receive, like, help for it. I have to talk to, like, a psychiatrist.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that, sir. Can you please repeat that for me?
I said, I have schizophrenia, and I'm trying to, like, get insurance and, like, have insurance so I can get, like, help for my schizophrenia.
Okay, we don't do that on this line, sir.
Okay. Thank you. But you can continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of the employee filing this claim for?
Scotty Drake McCorder. You said what was my name, correct?
No, sir. What is the name of the company that you're filing this claim for?
No company.
So when you file for unemployment, you're filing for your most recent place of separation. So what would be company name?
Cabco Incorporation.
And can I have the best contact number for this employer?
All righty, give me 1 second. It is, It is 256-593-9955. Or 256-472-1333.
Okay, I'm only able to list off one number, so which would you like to be put on here?
The second one.
Okay, can you please provide that to me slowly?
It is 256-472-1333.
Thank you. That was 256-472-1333.
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Boaz, Alabama.
And when was your employment start day with them?
Four.
Do you recall the month that you started in?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I do need like this information in order to file the claim.
It was, hold on, I'll look. Let me get the calendar out. It was January 1st.
January the 1st of 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
Last week, 28th. So... Hold on. The 18th.
Or March 19th. The 18th?
Sorry about that. It was the 19th.
March the 19th?
Yes, ma'am. Or no. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. It is March 12th.
March the 12th of 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you quit or were you terminated from this employer?
I quit. Yes, ma'am.
And what reason did you quit for?
The environment, like there's, it's like not good for like a recovering addict. So I couldn't be there.
And what's the name and title of the person you advised that you were quitting?
Ma'am, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
What was the name and title of the person that you told that you were quitting?
Scooter, Larry Jones.
And what was his job title?
Supervisor.
And what day did you give notice of quitting?
The same day.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the issue before quitting?
I tried not to talk to nobody, and I tried to, like, stay to myself.
Did a doctor advise you to quit?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. I certify by entering my full name here that all of my answers are true and correct. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just bear with me. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer these randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11545 Bright Road, 169 Sweet Gum Drive, 4526 Rossmere Drive, 6076 Martling Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
676 Martling Road.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Mobile, Grove Oak, Florence, or none of the above?
Grove Oak.
Okay.
That's where my mom lives.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Acute Tech Symptoms Corporation, System Corporation, Champions Pub and Club Incorporated, Sand Mountain Pest Management?
Sand Mountain Pest Management.
Okay. I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree? Hello? Sir, can you hear me? Hello?